Part 1. A Buddhist Perspective on Weight Control. Chapter 1. Ending Your Struggle with Weight. I have been struggling with my weight all my life. I know I have to lose weight. I do not like the way I look. I do not like the way I feel. I have gone on diets, tried diligently to exercise, lost the weight, and had it all come back in no time. I've lost count of how many times I have gone through this yo-yo cycle of loss and gain. I am totally frustrated, ashamed of myself, anxious and overwhelmed about my weight. I am tired of carrying this extra weight around. I do not feel good. Every day is a struggle for me. Every night is a nightmare. I have diabetes now, and I am really worried. I fear that I will not be around to see my children grow up. I am here because I do not want to give up. There must be a way out of this suffering. Participant in a mindfulness retreat. This woman is not alone. Everywhere you turn, from television, magazines, and websites to newspapers and radio, you see, read, or hear stories about the U.S. population's frustrating struggle to lose weight. 2 out of 3 adults in the United States are overweight, and 1 out of 3 is obese, more than double the rate of obesity in the late 1970s. In scientific terms, we are in the middle of an obesity pandemic, a state of extreme weight gain that is overtaking not only the United States, but also much of the globe. This steep rise in obesity over the past 30 years has no parallel in our history. And if we do not change our current trends, the numbers will continue to rise. And this is largely because our society has become toxic in a way that experts call obesogenic. We are surrounded by societal forces that drive us to eat more and move less. And the natural result is weight gain, obesity, and the myriad health and emotional problems that go along with them. Yes, it's ultimately a personal decision to eat more than one needs and to not exercise enough. But it's also nearly impossible to escape the pressures around us that lead to unhealthy behaviors. Bombarded day in and day out by unhealthy outside influences, we easily become disassociated from what our body...